Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
We're glad to have the Rogers family up today. They're going to be singing off of their brand new Christmas album entitled Birthday of a King. And if you'd like to get some of this music from the Rogers family, you can go to their website, www.rogersfamilymusic.com. And go on there and be able to purchase and download this brand new Christmas album from the Rogers family. And I tell you, you're going to be blessed by the music that you get and receive from this great Christmas album. We're going to try to feature this all week long and maybe also into next week a little bit. And just want to try to help promote them because I know that they're doing well for the glorious grace of God. Appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the music today.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay.
Going to be part two of the message on Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 28. In the book of Ephesians chapter number 4, and I want you to look at verse number 28. Amen. Look at verse number 28. Let him that what? Stole, steal no more. That's interesting, isn't it? Let him that stole, steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. The first thing I see in this verse, however, is this. I see that of what I'm not supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be the man that I used to be. Number one, I'm not. This morning, because of the grace of God, because of salvation, I am not the man that I used to be. Write that down on your paper and tell the whole world that I said it. I'm not the man that I used to be. Look at the text one more time in verse number 28. Let's just look at the first portion of it. let him that stole steal no more. That word stole here is in the past tense. Yes, we could all say that we have a past. I've got a past this morning that I'm not proud of. I tell our young people sometimes, just as much as I've led people in the right way, I've also led people in the wrong way. I'm not proud of my past. I'm not proud of the things that I've done. I'm not proud of the lifestyle that I lived for the devil. I do think this. You say, preacher, my past is gone, but how can I live in victory? Preacher, what tool can I use? What truth can we learn? What training can you give us to help us to move beyond our past? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not the man that I used to be because of the Word of God. You say, well, I just want you to give me something, preacher. Give me something that I can take home. Give me something that I can learn. Give me something. Read the Word of God, amen. And not just read it, but apply it, amen. Notice what that text said right there. Let him that stole steal no more. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. How can I be changed, preacher? Through the Word of God. As the mind understands the truth of God's word, it is gradually transformed by the Spirit, and this renewal leads to a changed life. I like what Warren Wiersbe said right here. He said, physically, you are what you eat, but spiritually, you are what you think. Now listen, I look like a donut because I eat donuts. You're laughing, but that's true. Physically, we are what we eat. But spiritually, listen, what the writer said was this. You are what you think. Proverbs chapter number 23, verse 7 says this. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, I like what Kathy Pryor says right here. Kathy Pryor says we got to be careful for stinking thinking. We have got to be careful for stinking thinking. Have y'all ever been in a place? I'm still talking about stealing. I promise you this. I'm still on it. Just hang out. You'll find out. I'm getting there. Have you ever been in a place where you're like, ain't nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Everybody at church, they'd just be better off if I wasn't there. Okay. What does God think about it? What's God say about it? Ain't nobody cares about. Listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I say God cares about you. It's lies. And you're letting the devil steal from you your joy and your happiness and your excitement. You're letting Satan steal those things from you because of stinking thinking. Amen, preacher. Oh, I don't like this. This is why it's so important. Listen, how do I prevent stinking thinking? I prevent stinking thinking by meditating with God every morning. Listen, his mercies are made new every day. Thank God this word will guide you. This word will encourage you. This word will help you. But if you spend time watching the news every morning, I want to tell you something, you're going to get mad. You're either mad at the Democrats, you're mad at the Republicans, you're just mad at everybody. I don't know. But you ain't going to find no joy in that, friend. Look, this is not our home. Amen. Somebody say amen to that. Yeah. We're trying to live like this is our home. This is not our home, amen. Praise God. They don't pay the streets with gold up down here. They just tax everybody. Right. Stinking thinking. I mentioned that Democrat Republican thing and y'all was y'all look like y'all was about to have a stroke. Calm down, man. Calm down. Yeah. Listen, there's a God on the throne, amen. He's still in charge. Hey, man, you ain't got to worry, friend. Listen, meditate on God's word. Meditate on his truth. Praying. You ever thought that, man, the most important time of your life and the most important opportunity of your life is not to speak to men, but to speak to God? Sure it is. How are you going to ever grow spiritually if you don't pray? Ain't going to happen. I want you to think about it just a minute. What bad could actually come? Maybe y'all can help me with this. But what bad could come from somebody meditating on the things of God and reading the Word of God? I mean, it's going to create a whole area of badness in it, right? Developing yourself, walking in spiritual truth, learning how to love your enemies as yourself.
What bad's going to come? I mean, I've often thought about this. I mean, they took the Bible out of school, and I thought, really, what kind of bad really was happening there? Y'all ever thought about that? I think it's probably time it gets back in school. Amen. There's a whole lot of other things happening that's not biblical, amen, that's causing a whole lot more problems than the Word of God. In this text, we see, let him steal no more. You know, somebody help me with the Ten Commandments right here. Thou shalt not steal. God said that in one of the Ten Commandments. He said that. We're living in a world. We live in a way that many desire to have the idea what is yours is mine and what is mine is mine. There's marriages like that. What are you saying, preacher? What is yours is mine and what's mine is mine. There used to be a mentality that run through people that what you had, I could borrow, and I'll bring it back better than when I borrowed it. We don't lend anymore. We don't help each other anymore. So let me say this to you. God speaks to us that he's God that owns the whole earth. God says that the whole earth is man. But he said this, let him that steal, steal no more. So obviously God instituted private property. In other words, ownership. He allows us to own things. God, did you know that God owns the cattle upon a thousand hills? Listen, the earth, I mean, man, the church sits on this hill up here, but it's God's. Yes, the church had to purchase it from, I don't know who owned it before, but the church had to purchase it, right? But it's God's anyhow, amen. So God is still for that idea of ownership. Actually, Deuteronomy chapter 19 speaks of ownership. When it comes to land, he says this, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. The Bible said right there, let him that steal no more. The verse seems to have a transition from past tense, old nature, to present tense, new nature. Notice this, stealing is sin. Let him that stole steal no more. In other words, that old man that stole should be dead. That old man that stole should no longer exist. But there's a new man in Christ Jesus. And that new man in Christ Jesus should be stealing no more. Stealing is not something that Christians people should do. Let him steal no more. The book of Malachi spoke of robbing God. Look over at Malachi chapter number three. Chapter number three, the book of Malachi, verse number 8, y'all there? Let him that stole steal no more, right? Him that stole is referring to the old man, the past, the old nature, right? Let him steal no more, new nature. Present tense. Now the Word of God speaks about, look at verse number 8. Will a man rob God? Would you rob God this morning? Can I ask you a question? Is he really over everything you have? Are you only letting him in certain rooms and certain areas of your life? But because if he don't have full control, then you probably are living in the old nature, right? And you're not a new creature. Because when I became a new creature in Christ, he became my Lord. Yeah. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about, is he Lord of your life or are you running your life?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.